Gary Winnick, founder of the bankrupt telecommunications company Global Crossing, says he didn't know his company was in precarious financial shape when he sold 10 million shares of company stock last year. Winnick made the statement yesterday before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Winnick also said he personally will contribute millions of dollars to his employees' retirement funds to compensate them for money they'd lost in the company. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Winnick was one of several executives of Global Crossing and Quest who were called in to answer questions about their company's financial dealings. Over the years, the former chairman sold 30% of his stock in the company for more than $700 million. One particular transaction occurred in May 2001 when Winnick sold $123 million worth of stock. At the time, Global Crossing's revenues were beginning to fall short of expectations, which would soon cause its shares to collapse. But Winnick testified that he didn't know about the shortfall at the time and had been assured by Chief Executive Tom Casey that earnings were coming in on target.
The suggestions that anyone might have, and particularly in some of the articles I've read, that I've bailed out and cashed out, is just absolutely false.
But Winnick's testimony was greeted with considerable skepticism by committee members, including Republican Jim Greenwood of Pennsylvania.
At the management meeting, the company is described as in crisis with these billion-dollar shortfalls, and you're sitting here this morning telling us that you are not aware of this, even though this guy reported to you and talked to you daily.
Committee members also heard from a former Global Crossing employee who lost her entire $86,000 retirement nest egg when the company declared bankruptcy. She said she kept the money in company stock because she believed management's assurances that it was safe. In a move that seemed to surprise committee members, Winnick then promised to donate $25 million to his employees' retirement funds. He said that was how much he calculated they'd lost when the stock collapsed. And he said he wanted to make sure that those who worked so hard for the company don't go unnoticed. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.